6-second elevator pitch exercise, guys. Now be ready. Even if you're shy, I want you to do this exercise, because even if you're shy, you might very well be at a grocery store standing in line. I mean, one of my former students loves this. He actually gets clients when he's in a grocery store line. Or you could be on an airplane flying somewhere, or you know, at a bookstore, whatever. I want you to practice 6-second elevator pitch. You know, one of the things that you want to do is you want to talk about the benefits to a business owner. If there's one key thing that I want you to walk away with, the one key thing is that you need to sell the benefits to the business owner, not the details. So that's why sometimes if some of you out there are not internet knowledgeable, it's actually a good thing. I've lost many clients when I first got into this because I was so excited and so passionate about the details. I'd start explaining, you know, how important it is to, you know, have an SEO-optimized blog and how important it is to, you know, have a certain amount of keyword-rich articles on it and have fresh content all the time every month, blah, blah, blah. That's like deer in the headlights to them. They don't care about that. They just want to know, you know, how much do I need to invest with you and what's the return? What are the results? What are you going to do for me? At a high level, and they just want to hear, I'm going to increase your sales 21%. You know, stuff like that. That's what they want to hear. Or I'm, you know, so 6-second elevator pitch. Let's get back there. Basically, you want to talk about the benefits to a business owner, and I'm just kind of working from that script, that page that's right there. And I want you guys to practice this in front of a mirror. I really do. So let's go through, right on the script here. Under the red title, it says your 6-second elevator pitch. So you want to talk about the benefits to a business owner. For example, when someone asks you, what do? You know, kind of at a high level, you want to be very succinct and say, I do this so that companies can do that. And that is the benefit, okay? And this is keeping it high level. So there are many ways to say this. You just have to find one that you're comfortable with. So I'm giving you an example of what I use, you know, and I use other ones too, like I pump up your profits so you can spend more time with family. But I would typically answer, hi, my name is Maria Gadelis. I'm an internet marketing consultant, and I help businesses slash their marketing costs and increase profits so that they can spend more time with their families. So it's really powerful, you guys, because the benefit is so they can spend more time with families. So you can nuance this, practice this, write this down, get your pen and paper out, and write your 6-second elevator pitch down. You know, like you could say something like, hi, my name is Rick Upshaw. I'm an internet marketing consultant, and I help businesses like yours increase your profits so that you can spend more time with families. You see how I kind of just nuance that a little bit? That's what I want you guys to work with a bit, and just practice that in front of a mirror. Practice that with your friends or family. You know, seriously, you know, just practice it 10 different times with some of your friends or family so you kind of rolls off your tongue. Now, after you say that and get used to that, when you're in a networking environment or even on the phone or talking to someone, so a lot of times the potential client will say, well, wow, how do you do that? You know, let's just say you're at a networking meeting right now or at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, or you went to some of you actually are in phenomenal professions. You know, some of you are doctors, some of you are, you know, different professions, and you sometimes go to probably some social networking functions within just your niche, right? And your niche can actually pay you some handsome four-figure checks. So you want to practice the 6-second elevator pitch with them, and then they'll say, wow, how do you do that? So you want to tell, you know, them the benefit so that you solve the problems. And so simply, you know, you're letting them in this 6-second elevator pitch, you're letting the business owners know that they can save money and also spend more time with family. That's really what I'm hitting on. And so what typically when they say, wow, how do you do that? You know, what you can say back to them when they ask that, say, it depends whether you can carry this off or not, because again, use your own style. Like for me, I would kind of say, well, have you heard of a little thing called the internet? Don't say that condescendingly. You know, like maybe for I know we have a lot of international clients, probably in Europe, maybe don't use that one. You know, when they say, wow, how do you do that? Don't say, hey, have you heard a little thing about the internet? That's probably more North American to say, because you can say it jokingly and ha ha ha, everyone laughs. Probably in Europe, they're a little more direct and succinct, and when they say, wow, how do you do that? And then you could just say, well, I simply leverage the power of the internet, and I have a powerful team all over the world that works for me that'll be working for you. Something like that. You know, short, succinct, you know, it just keeps the doors open. And then, you know, you don't want to then get into an hour conversation with them about this. say you're at a networking event and they want to talk to you more, oh, I need your help. Okay, this is where you position yourself to have, I'm married, but say if I'm not, you know, when you go to when you're single and you're going out to a bar or whatever, and I don't know, remember the days when you were college, university, or whatever, you know, who did you want to date most? The person that was probably the most unavailable, right? You know, like if someone was a little bit more aloof, it's a human nature that you kind of want something that's a little harder to get, you know, a little more of a challenge. So if you're wide open to that person and who says, oh, tell me more about it, and if you talk for a whole hour to them, you've just lost your sale. I swear to God, you've lost your sale. So I don't want you to do that. As tempted as you are about it, maybe you're passionate about this and you really want to do it. If you're, you know, just say, well, listen, you know what, I kind of like to meet some other people while I'm here, but, you know, can we book a meeting sometime and I can share this with you? I'd love to spend maybe 15 minutes on the phone or in person with you to discuss this. So that's called BAM FAM. You've booked a meeting for another meeting. You know, so BAM FAM. You want to BAM FAM them. You know, that's sort of, I've never been an MLM. That's my caveat to you. But that sort of is an MLM term, you know, BAM FAM. But it's very, hey, they spent millions of dollars in sales research. They know it works. That, you want to do that because then it says that you've got a value or a premium on your time. And you don't tell them that you're available. Oh, I'm available anytime from Tuesday to Thursday from 9 to 5. Never say that. Just say, listen, you know what? I've got a couple of time slots available. Maybe this Wednesday between, you know, 2 and 3, could I squeeze you in for about 15 minutes? Or maybe on Friday morning between 10 and 11. You see how I've just positioned myself? That, you guys need to practice that because, you know, and I've learned the hard way because, look, you know, you might be listening to me going, okay, that's great, Maria, you live and breathe this, but no, I don't, or I didn't. I'm actually horrible at closing sales, but I've learned, you know, over time, just some little nuances that any person, you know, can use, and that's what it is. It's going after the psychological, you know, keeping yourself less available, and all of a sudden, wow, your prices can go up and your clients increase. They want it. So now, once you book a meeting for another meeting, or when you're first talking to them to get their interest, the other key aspect, and that's right on the script here, is to ask them questions. You know, ask them probing questions. Never tell them much about you. Let them talk, all right? Even if they, you know, just let them talk. Ask them, you know, if they have a marketing budget, which, hint, hint, that qualifies them, right? Because if they say they have a $50 a month marketing budget, I'm sorry, you're going to have to say next, right? So ask them if they have a marketing budget. Ask, you know, are you happy with the results you're getting from your marketing? Just let them talk. You know, get to know them as a person because this is a relationship business. Ask, you know, well, about how much per month do you spend on advertising and marketing? You know, that's how I got my first $50,000 client. You know, I met the individual at a wine and cheese event, and I told him a bit about what I did, I was doing. Now, I use some sexy terms that's hot right now, social media marketing and video online, and he's very interested. And I just asked out of curiosity, well, you know, how much are you spending on your advertising and marketing? And I almost fell off the chair because he said, oh, I'm in charge of a $4 million budget for the year. I mean, whoa, you know. But that helps you then prepare for your next meeting with that person about, you know, your price points. And ask other probing questions. You know, the key, you know, what are your goals? You know, what are your goals for your business? You know, let them share that with you. So I hope that addressed the 6-second elevator pitch.